The scripture reading is Psalm chapter 139:1-4. I read, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You understand my thought from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down, and are intimately acquainted with all my ways. Even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all. Amen.
우리가 사는 이 세상에서요, 우리가 의식하지 못하는 곳에
Well, these days, our actions and behaviors are recorded without recognition. One of the examples is the CCTV, closed-circuit TV, and it records how you behave and how you move around.
여러분들의 행동에 대해서 문제시하는 건 아니죠. 이제 문제시해야 될 일들, 어떤 이제 범죄나 이런 것들을 알고자 할 때,
crime happened through the what's recorded in CCTV.
자동차의 이동도,
the police searches for the criminal, etc. Even in dark night, through far infrared ray TV, the actions are recorded and the police use it to search for the criminal. With the human science and technology, we can record the behaviors of the man in this way. How much more will God the Creator, God Almighty, search and know our behaviors. If we believe it and if we recognize God Almighty, then what kind of life we should live? Let's review this kind of things this morning. So first of all, let me introduce one example in the Bible, how the God Almighty knows the, our heart and our behavior. It's what's happened in the times of Elijah, the prophet. There's a Aram near Israel, and they invaded from time to time, very often. And the king of Aram and his servants gathered together and planned how to attack Israel. But strangely enough, they secretly plan how to invade Israel, but Israel always already knew about it and ready to face them. So the king of Aram thought about it, thinking that there must be a spy inside of them. And he was curious why the Israelites knew already about their plan. According to 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 11 to 12, says, Now the heart of the king of Aram was enraged over this thing, and he called his servants and said to them, Will you tell me which of us is for the king of Israel? One of his servants said, No, my lord, O king. There's no spy inside of them, means. But Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom. It's a very wise servant. What the king of Aram secretly said and the plan they secretly had made, God knew already and revealed it to his prophet. So we cannot hide. We cannot deceive God Almighty. And we cannot deceive the prophet of God who will communicate with God. That's what we know through the Bible. Even though there's nobody who has heard and who has seen what we have done, but God knows everything. And through his angels, God write it down what we have spoken and what we have done. The goodness we have done and the wickedness and sin we have done, God have his angels to write it down. Today's scripture, Psalms chapter 139, verse 1 to 4 says, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You understand my thought from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down, and are intimately acquainted with all my ways. Even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all. So our words and our behaviors and our rising up and our lying down, sitting down and our thought and what we have in our heart, God knows everything. Matthew chapter 10 verse 30 says that the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Can you number your hair? It's not possible for you to count how many hair you have, but God knows everything. God numbers even the hair of our head. But without recognition of God, if you try to avoid God and try to commit sin, what a foolish thing it is. God searches everything and God knows everything. If you admit it, then that exactly the is a kind of faith to believe in God. But because we fail to recognize God who searches our heart and behavior, we just away from God and commit sins. So through the message this morning, let's check how much we admit that God searches our heart and deeds and live before Him, and to check how the people who admit it behave. If we truly believe that God searches our heart and deeds, then we never commit sin. The worldly man think that all they should do is to avoid CCTVs and the eyes of the people when they commit sin. They just try to look around whether there's any CCTV or there's anybody who watches them. These days, CCTVs are set in many places, not only visibly, but also invisibly. So you commit sin, avoiding the eyes of the men, and without being recorded in the CCTV. Then people think that it's a kind of a perfect crime, and God sees everything. Well, when I mention committing sin, it's not for worldly, physical sin. But if you just keep something, God wants you to move away, remove, then that is a sin. Even though you may think that, God doesn't know if the senior pastor doesn't pinpoint what you have in your heart. But God sees our heart and God knows even the deepest thing in our heart. If we believe it, if we recognize it and admit it, then that's kind of faith. But if you commit sin claiming to have faith, then we should think what is true. The forefathers of faith, even though they could avoid the eyes of men and they could commit crime, commit sin, but there's a man called Joseph who didn't commit sin, recognizing the eyes of God, who is invisible. So Joseph was sold to slave in Egypt, and he worked in the house of commander of the Pharaoh, and he was recognized by his sincere work. And one day he was tempted by wife of his master. Joseph was sincere and handsome. The wife of the master tempted him. Think about it. What kind of situation it might be? It might be a very secret place where the both of them, only the wife of master and the Joseph together. But though at that time, Joseph said in this way, according to Genesis chapter 39, verse 9, how then could I do this great evil and sin against God? Even though they were only both of them together. Except her, the wife of master, there's nobody who watches them. But Joseph didn't recognize the people who were watching him, but God who searched him. That's why he said in this way, how then could I do this great evil and sin against God? And he firmly mentioned that I can't commit sin. And Joseph tried his best to avoid being with her. 기록하였죠. 그러나 Even. 뒤에 이 여인이 어떻게 Later, 그 유혹을 하고자 하는 The wife of the master tried to 상황을 만들고 그리고 또 tempt him, making different kind of situation to be with him. But Joseph never committed sin. That's why he was blessed in a great way. But the less we have faith, we just avoid the eyes of man, but don't recognize the eyes of God. God is searching us, but we just can't sense it. That's why we just know if we don't have enough faith, you know, just try to deceive him. What about Prophet Jonah? God wanted him to go to Nineveh and proclaim his will, but Jonah didn't go there and he went toward the Tarshish. Jonah chapter 1 verse 3, but Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He just rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So he went down to Joppa, found a ship which was going to Tarshish, paid the fare, went down into it to go with them to Tarshish. Oh, Jonah, he thought that he might not look down on him when he tried to go toward Tarshish. So Jonah paid a fare and went down and did go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And he just went down to the basement of the ship and slept. But no matter how deep he hide from the presence of the Lord, God saw everything. God saw the heart of Jonah, who didn't want to go to Nineveh, who wanted to go to Tarshish. Because he loved his people. God knew that. So God gave him an opportunity to repent. And when the ship faced with the storm, that's how God worked. And finally, Jonah was thrown out of the ship. And God searched what happened and prepared the big fish, and the big fish just engulfed him. And in the stomach of that big fish, Jonah just cried out to the Lord, repenting for 3 days, and God led the big fish to the seashore and vomited him, and Jonah finally went to Nineveh. So he wanted to go from the presence of the Lord, but he couldn't. And God has seen everything. And even the people who were on board the same ship with Jonah had a difficulty because of Jonah. Jeremiah chapter 23:24 says, Can a man hide himself in hiding places so I do not see him? Declares the Lord. Do I not fill the heavens and the earth? Declares the Lord. In order to flee from the presence of the Lord, if we try to go, there's no place, nowhere to hide us. And God searches everything in the universe. But the people try to avoid the eyes of the man and recognize the eyes of the man. And if there's anybody who worships us, then try to commit sin. That's what we had done before. How can he say that it's faith? God who sees us and God who make a sigh for us because of our behaviors. But through the dedication and the love and sacrifice of the senior pastor, we had a chance to repent it. What about Gehazi, the servant of the prophet Elisha, who tried to avoid the eyes of men and eyes of the God and committed sin? We can find the general Naaman, the great man of the Aram, who had leprosy, and he was not able to be cured of his leprosy by anything and by anybody. And one of the female servants from Israel said that if you just go to Prophet Elisha in Israel, then you would be healed. So he just went to see Elisha, the prophet, and he just obeyed what Elisha, the prophet said, and he submerged his body into the Jordan River, and he was cleaned of his leprosy. So he was so much grateful, and he just went to Elisha, the prophet, again and tried to offer what he had prepared, the gift. But Elisha didn't receive it, and after hearing his confession to believe in God Almighty completely, and just Elisha sent him to home. But Gehazi, witnessing what happened, and he had a greed to have the materials the General Naaman prepared. And he just followed Naaman, and he just called him, and Naaman just found him, Gehazi, and he just went down from his chariot and just greeted him. Gehazi just deceived him, saying that, oh, my lord, Prophet Elisha needed just a bit of what you had prepared. Just give me that. And Naaman was so glad to hear that, because he wanted to offer it. But Elijah didn't accept it. So after hearing that, just General Naaman just gave Gehazi more than what he said. And Gehazi just after receiving it, he just hid it at home, and he just went back to Prophet Elijah. And Elijah said, "What have you been, Gehazi?" He must have repented, Gehazi, at that very moment, but pretending not to know, he just said, "Your servant went nowhere." And Elisha said, 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 26, "Then he said to him, 'Didn't my heart go with you when the man turned from his chariot to meet you?'" And verse 27 says, "Therefore, the leprosy of Naaman shall cling to you and to your descendants forever." So he went out from his presence, a leper as white as snow. Fleeing from the presence of the Lord, he committed a sin, Gehazi, and he just deceived the prophet Elisha. And General Naaman, they didn't know whether it was a lie, but they just went back home. And Gehazi thought that nobody watched what happened, but God saw what happened, and God revealed it to Elisha the prophet. So Elisha knew it already. And Gehazi just deceived the prophet Elisha when he asked him, "Where have you been?" And that's why he was cursed to have leprosy. For us, even though God didn't point out what we have done, we might think that we have not committed sin, deceived God. No, no way. That's a foolish thought. What about senior pastor? Even though senior pastor didn't pinpoint what we have done, what we committed, doesn't mean that he doesn't know. We must understand that there is a kind of opportunity to repent. Through the message of life, when senior pastor pointed out the sins, we were pierced. Then we must repent immediately. Otherwise, we're going to be cursed like Gehazi experienced. Oh, you have committed sin, and you didn't experience any curse, any trials and hardships. Oh, then is it okay? No, we will be punished just as we have committed sin. And because of that wickedness and evil, will not be able to be blessed. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 14 says, "For God will bring every act to judgment, everything which is hidden, whether it is good or evil." When there will be a judgment in the heavenly kingdom, when there will be a judgment for our reward, we are being checked every time what we have done. So we have committed before, thinking that there is nobody, there's no searching. But just we just repented and we are growing up. And the people said that even though I have committed sin before, but I just rebuild it and repented and even enter into the level of spirit. We can find the brothers and sisters around us who witnessed, who were testified in this way. We cannot hide from the Lord. And when they just repented thoroughly, and God had mercy on them, and they could experience the growth in their faith, and even they could enter into the level of spirit, and they testified to us. But what about this case? We just claim that we have repented, but in the sight of God, the repentance was not enough. And we're not able to experience the growth of faith. Well, we have seen the Amendment magazine last Friday about the testimony of Brother Chung Junyoung, and who committed a crime of sin before, but he repented by himself. But he couldn't enjoy the peace in his heart. So he recognized that, there must be, I must go before the senior pastor and confess it. And he just went for the senior pastor and just repented. And instead of encouraging him after repenting, the brother, lost energy after receiving the prayer from the senior pastor, and he just repented again and again, very thoroughly. Some people just to go to the senior pastor and repent, then senior pastor just encouraged them and saying that let's go to New Jerusalem together. But why is it that the senior pastor said in that way to this brother? Because even though he repented, but the senior pastor wanted him to repent thoroughly. That's what we have witnessed. We watched through the Amendment magazine. Well, we have committed sin before, and we thought that nobody has seen it, and he just repented, and he recognized that many people around him knew what he had done. That's why he repented again before the senior pastor. And even after that, he just repented again and again, very thoroughly. Even in the second sanctuary, he just took hold of the pillar of the sanctuary and prayed so repent so thoroughly. That's the complete repentance. He said that they were so filthy, so dirty, and so burdensome. And after sensing that how much God was sad and how much, senior pastor concerned about what he has done, so he could sense so vividly. Through that kind of repentance, he could feel the peace in his heart. So if he sensed the God who searches us, then we cannot commit sin. Even though we don't commit sin again, but in the past, we need to look back upon what we had done before, whether our sin was repented thoroughly or completely in the sight of God. Brother Chung's case, even though he repented, but even after that, prayed again and again, and repented again and again, and he was so faithful to serve the Lord. And finally, he came to be recognized as a man of spirit. But some people, some men who disregarded God so severely, God is, searching him, but he just committed sin. Doesn't mean that he believed in God. He just recognized it. But it was not from his heart. He just afraid whether he could fall into hell or whether he wouldn't be able to be used as a leader or a worker. And he just repent, but that's not a genuine repentance from the inner heart. So, somebody after committing sin, he just doesn't remember what he has done.
전에는 회개한다고 했으나 그냥 형식적인 모습이었어요.
If you have just repented, you know, outwardly, superficially, I mean, then try to look back upon yourself and find out what remains and try to repent from your inner heart. God wants us to repent and turn away from the wicked way. And God the one, God, you know, remind us of what we have done. So we must not repent just superficially. So I want you to look back upon yourself to find it out. For example, a man committed a sin, especially the work of flesh between the man and woman, and he repented and turned away from it. Even though he repented about the great sin, but he didn't remember the minor sin, etc. For example, man and woman had done a work of flesh outside of the church. But they even took hand together inside the sanctuary. And this man is now repenting, saying that, oh, Father God, I have done this and that, and please forgive me. But he was not able to remember what he has done inside the sanctuary, taking hand with his friend, I mean, female friend, which, you know, defiled the sanctuary. A great kind of sin which defiles the sanctuary. But he didn't recognize it as a severe sin and didn't repent it. So you said that you have repented, so, but I wanted to check again whether there's anything left. Yes, we must repent if we have had committed a work of flesh. But as I mentioned, this kind of thing, which are affiliated with the great sin, the work of flesh, for example, leading to death, because of our senseless heart, if we just forgot about it and didn't repent it and turn away from it, then we must check it out. What about this case? You know, you were the treasurer of your ministry, and you just used the public money for your personal use. It's been a long time, and you didn't remember how much you used, and I mean, exact amount. So you must repent it, and even you should compensate it the exact amount. But if you have done it 2 or 3 years ago, and you are not able to pay it back, so you must offer the reconcilement offering to God, and you should repent it with that kind of offering. You can remember what you have done this year, but you just forgot what you had done before, 2 years, 3 years ago. But God has searched everything we had done and had His angels to write it down. So in order to erase it, we must have done the appropriate behavior. Well, Matthew chapter 5, verse 26, I truly I say to you, you will not come out of there until you have paid up the last cent. So, even though we repented what we have done before and work hard to heavenly kingdom and to be blessed and to become the man of spirit, you're working hard to enter into the level of spirit and to be blessed. But if there's a sin remaining in yourself, which you didn't repent, yet, then it might hinder you to enter into the level of spirit. So you must check it out and repent it. So you must try to remember even the slightest sin you have committed before. Even the relationship among men, there's a lot of different things which has different level and different weight. If you have made big damage to the other party, then you should pay it back accordingly. It's all different according to what kind of damage you have made. So God is God of love, and God reminds us of what we have done before. If we try to repent it, praying to Him and relying upon Him. And last Wednesday, I preached it about the evil thought. So you have had a bad thought or evil thought against your senior pastor, for example, then you must remember this. You must be reminded of, and you must repent it. How can you do this? You just ask God to remind you of what you have done. God who searches us and knows everything. So you can thoroughly pray, and you can honestly pray so that the Holy Spirit can help you to remember everything you have done. So we must not commit sin again before God who searches us, and we need to purify our heart so that we may not have any slightest sin before God. Well, if you admit that God searches us, then you just offer the aroma of heart. Well, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7 says, "For God sees not as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." So God sees the heart. You know, man sees the outward appearance, and, you know, man just evaluated us just looking at the outward appearance. I mean, the deeds or actions. Well, the other party, you know, who flatter you before you, but he just, you know, backbite you while you are absent, and you're going to be deceived. But God will not be deceived in this way. And if you do something to be recognized and to be praised, then God will say that, well, we're going to be like the Pharisee and the scribes, the hypocrite. Well, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the chapter of love, before explaining about the spiritual love, the Bible says that if we don't have love in our heart, our, you know, good work and charity will not be of use. Well, the people who will, you know, do charity work, etc. Those who have a goodness in themselves, but people can do this to be recognized or to be praised, especially at the end of the year. You know, we can through media, TV or radio, newspaper, you can find a lot of people who put their names for what they have done. I mean, helping the needy people, etc. God will not be deceived. The goodness you are doing, whether it is from your heart, inner heart, or to be recognized or praised, God knows everything. And God evaluates us precisely. 10 years ago, 5 years ago, before December 25th, 2010, we were not able to recognize God's eyesight. When you were alone, you just watched the pornography. You didn't give harm to anybody, you know, but if God knows everything, you need to remove the adultery in your heart. But if you just look or watch this kind of film or video, that it's going to be harder for you to remove it. And God knew everything when you committed sin between all, both of you, even though there's nobody who watched you. But God has seen you and God has known you. But God never punished us immediately, but they endured the annoyingness. We just tore our heart and repented before Him, and we are working hard to pursue the goodness and the truth, and you could experience the growth in your faith, and in order to become the man of spirit who pleases God, you just work hard, and you have become the man of spirit, and you have become the man of Holy Spirit. You are doing well. But while we are doing in this way, we must be this kind of man of spirit and man of Holy Spirit. But if we do everything to be recognized or to be praised and recognized in the eyes of man, God knows it. So what I'm trying to say is we need to check our heart. God searches us not by our appearance, but by inner heart. So our act and our behavior, our deeds, whether it's from our inner heart or just to be praised or to be recognized. What about prayer, attending the Daniel prayer meeting? Because you are the worker, because you are leader, because you are servant of God, because it's compulsory, or because you love God. God knows everything. What about offering? You just offer it with stingy heart or with grateful heart. God knows. And God wants to receive the aroma of heart. So we need to check ourselves what kind of heart we have and what kind of intention we have. But sometimes we are deceived by ourselves. We just have done good things and thinking, oh, because I'm good, I'm doing these good things. But deeply, you want many people to recognize it. And you want it to be praised. So you need to check yourself, your heart. But without knowing your heart, without checking your heart, because, you know, God sees everything, but you just you fail to find out your purpose, your intention. And you are not able to experience the growth in your heart, growth in your faith. And you are curious enough. Oh, the other party, you know, is experiencing the growth of faith so rapidly, but why not me? Because I think that I have done more than the other party did. So you work hard. You sacrifice yourself for the other party. But while you are doing this, if you think that, oh, the other party is not doing this, if you do it in this way, then your reward will be deducted. Well, if you just, if you are faithful and serve the Lord and serve the church, you know, when nobody looks at you with a grateful heart, then God knows it and God will recognize you. Well, the other party, you know, doesn't recognize you and try to hinder you, but you don't fight with him, the other party, but you have some uncomfortable heart toward the other party, then God will not be pleased with you. Well, you are longing for being elected as the leader of the ministry and the member of the leadership. We just ended the general election for next year. But let me just ask you why you were longing to be elected as the membership of the leadership or a leader. To be recognized, to be praised by men, to be recognized by the senior pastor. You have this kind of desire in your heart. How then, how can you say that you are longing for becoming the leadership which pleases God? But you don't know about this kind of heart, even though God sees you all the details, what kind of purpose and intention you have in your deep heart. You just work hard, whether there's nobody watching you. And sometimes you are repudiated by the people try to evangelize them. But you just, you know, are faithful. Because God said that your heavenly reward will be great if you are, you know, repudiated. Then God wants to receive the aroma of heart, that kind of heart. And some people, you know, trying to evangelize, and if they are repudiated or shamed, then they just stop the evangelizing. Then it's not good. What about these people who have different attitude and behavior when there's somebody or nobody? It's an untruth before God. You know, they need to be holy when there's a people. There are people, but they just behave as they please when there's nobody. Then how can it be recognized by God that we are right? Let me tell you the conversation between the husband and wife. One husband came home one day and praised performance team, saying that, oh, they look like angels. So the wife asked him, what about me? Then husband said, after thinking a bit, oh, you look like an angel when you serve the Lord in the church. So the wife said, that, what about at home? And the husband said that when you are at home, you are not like an angel. So because the husband was wise and good, so he didn't criticize her or you know, spoke bad language or something, but saying that, oh, you're like evil, I mean, the devil, or you're so wicked at home or something. But God knows everything, and God searches everything, and specifically God searches our heart and our intention. God, you believe that God knows everything, right? Then what kind of thought should we have? The thought of the sorrow and the judgment or discouragement? Or the thoughts which please God when He searches us? If we recognize God, then we must check this out. Well, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 2 says, all the ways of a man are clean in his own sight, but the Lord weighs the motives. He who offers the aroma of heart, admitting that the Lord searches our heart, will circumcise his heart diligently. But if you don't circumcise your heart and work hard, then they would be like, you know, the Pharisees or the scribes who were criticized by the Jesus. Matthew chapter 23, verses 26 to 27. You blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and of the dish, so that the outside of it may become clean also. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which on the outside appear beautiful, but inside they are full of dead man's bones and all uncleanness. God searches our heart, specifically inner heart. So according to what kind of heart we have, it makes the God happy. For example, there's a man who had a very beautiful voice like a nightingale. And there's a tone deaf man. But if this a man with a beautiful voice like that of a nightingale praise God with the unclean heart, God, but then God will not be pleased with it. But the tone deaf man just praise the Lord with a sanctified heart, then God will be pleased with it. So God wants to receive our inner heart. So at every moment, your behavior and your attitude and your heart and even your soul, you need to check and change it. You hate somebody, then you need to have peace with him. That's the truth. And before God, who will just see, you know, the hatred you have in your heart. If you just are sorry and try to remove it before God, then you just 아버지를 사랑하여 영으로 들어가고자 하는 will 아버지는 이런 마음 not like your heart and you just work hard to remove it.
그런데 반대로 내가
and God's gonna help you. Now you are servant and you said that, oh, I'm not a man of spirit yet. Oh, I'm a worker, but I'm not standing on the rock of faith. What the people can say? What people, you know, what can people say to me? Oh, what will happen if I will not be used? That's a concern and fear of a fleshly fear. If you truly sense the heart of man, then you need to be sorry that you have not been changed to now. And God wants you to be changed so honestly, but you know, you have not. So you made a decision and you need to be changed. So not only outward appearance, but also the inner heart and your thought, you should be aware and you must not be deceived by yourself. God, who will not be deceived, searches your heart and your thought, your attitude, everything. So if there's any slight sin or wickedness or evil in your heart, then I want you to remove it and change yourself as soon as possible. If you admit that God searches us, then you will follow the goodness and practice it. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3 says that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, watching the evil and the good. God is goodness itself, and God is pleased with goodness. So in order to please God, then we you know, try our best to follow goodness and practice it. And we can find a lot of forefathers of faith in the Bible who were blessed by following goodness. What about Ruth, who had done goodness? And finally, she was blessed and was included in the genealogy of King David. She was a Gentile woman, but she had done goodness continually, even though the situation was not good or for her, but from the beginning, she had done goodness continually. In her hometown, Moab, now Ruth heard that his mother-in-law, Naomi, wanted to go back to Bethlehem, who didn't have wealth back home, and there's nobody to take care of her. That was the situation for Ruth. And the Ruth had must have studied, learned from the her mother-in-law about God Almighty, and she would imagine what kind of difficulties she would face when she followed her mother-in-law. But she just followed mother-in-law. And God is searching for the people who are following the goodness. And Ruth was exactly the person God was searching. And she was blessed finally. What about Cornelius, the Gentile who feared God and prayed continually and helped the needy? He was remembered by God, and God had sent Peter, the best apostle at the time, and not only him himself, but the people around him, his family members and friends were blessed to receive the Holy Spirit. What about Tabitha, the female disciple who did good work and relief activities much, but was blessed to come back to life again through the prayer of Peter after she died? God is looking for the good people with his eyes, who searches everything, looking for the people who are following the goodness. And when God finds anybody who does this and is so pleased, and when they accumulate their goodness, and when the time comes, and God bless them. What a goodness! It's not only a visible or outward deeds, and also our heart. God receives our heart too. The prayer and the fasting for the church and the shepherd. Even though we have not much things for the church, but if you just genuinely pray and fast it from your inner heart, out of love toward the senior pastor and the church. God accepted. The faithful service you have offered out of the love, God will remember it and God will bless you abundantly.
그 행함이 그러나 한 번 두 번이었다가 축복해 주시는 것이 아니고 쌓이고 쌓이고
When you accumulate the good service, then when the proper time comes, God will change it to a blessing. Oh, I have done the service. Then I didn't receive the blessing. Then this man just, you know, have done that for being recognized and being praised, not out of the genuine heart with love. Let me conclude the message. God searches our every act and behavior. Even God knows our heart. So, are you afraid of God? No. God knows the even evil thought I had. Oh, so dreadful to know God. Where can I, how can I hide from Him? No, if you just, you know, open your heart and repent, then God will not remember your sin or wickedness, you know, just as the east is far away from the west. If you just follow the truth, then the eye of God will be sensed not as a dreadful one, but the merciful one. But if you don't repent, then you will be hesitating and trying to hide what you have done. When we live our life, it's all the same with the relationship among men. Okay, let me tell you the relationship between man and the son and the mother. If the son did a wrong and the son just try to find out the atmosphere of the mom, whether she know it or not. So if she knows it, then she want to repent it. Otherwise, she would hide it. But if the son, you know, has done something good, for example, have a good academic record, then he rush into home and try to find mom. If mom is not there, then he try to, you know, call her and try to find out where she is. Why? Because he wants to share the good things together with her. We must be pleased with God who searches us. So if you, you know, do everything recognizing God who searches you, then it's going to be pleasing. So you want, you don't need what you wanted to eat, and you don't do what you wanted to do because you love God and you save it and you just offer it for the church, then you're going to be happy. Why? Because God knows it and God just changed it to your reward. That's the faith. And that's the faith that you admit that the God who searches us. And God sees you when you act in that way and pleased with you and change it with the abundant blessing. And when you do so, God not only blesses with abundant blessing, but also and protects us and keeps us. Psalms chapter 17, verse 8. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. When God, you know, protects us in the shadow of His wings, then there will be no problem. And even the hardships and diseases and trials will go away with that from us. Psalms 121 verse 4 said, Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. So this God who keeps us, you know, without slumbering or sleeping, even he searches us and also protects us and take hold of us with his angel and protect us when, even though we fall down. So I want you to be the children of God who are protected and blessed by God in that way. Let's pray together considering the message. Father, you are searching us and you know everything. Through the message we have heard that you search everything and you know everything. But foolishly we have tried to avoid even the eyes of the man. But now we understand clearly that God searches us. So let us not commit sin again before you, and let us remember what he had done before, and repent if there's anything which has not been repented yet. And let's follow the goodness and the practices so that we can be blessed by you all the time. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Let's receive the prayer for the sick by the video clips from the senior pastor, and lay your hand on your sick part of your body. And if you don't have any disease, then lay your hand on your chest for your desires of heart by faith. Hallelujah. Almighty God, our loving Father, please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, Internet, and satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart. Drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From the head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Light come. Please scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria, all contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and lung and women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and hernia discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains. Disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases. Go away. All kinds of paralysis. Be loosened. Get up. Work and live. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. And heal them without scar. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and the substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away. Light, come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer, the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them, and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week, and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery words of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect your children, their families, working places, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink, or in whatever they do, Let them do it all to live a life glorifying Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.